Hey there, and welcome to Not Your Average Counsellor, the podcast that's here to shake up your perspective on life, love, relationships, and everything in between. I am your host, V. Vinci, and let me tell you, I am not your run-of-the-mill counsellor, and I'm on a mission to help you uncover the key to unlocking your fullest potential. You see, I've been around the block a few times, and I've probably gathered more life experience than four therapists put together. From battling a brain tumour, to divorce, marriage, grief, parenthood, and supporting my son come out the other side of a life-threatening illness, I've been through it all and then some. So I get my clients, I understand their pain, hurt, and challenges on a very deep level. But what truly sets me apart is my approach. I'm all about keeping it real, keeping it simple, and keeping it effective. Because complexity, well, that's the enemy of progress, and that's why I'm a firm believer in the KISS principle. Because let's face it, life is complicated enough already. This podcast is your passport to a more rewarding and simpler perspective on life. My aim is to help you understand the why that drives your thoughts and actions to create change, embrace growth, and create the life you truly want. So sit back, relax, and buckle up for some truth bombs, laughter, and a whole lot of inspiration. Let's dive in. Not Your Average Counsellor is rated PG. Parental guidance is definitely recommended. Welcome back to an early edition of Not Your Average Counsellor, where we delve into some of life's complex topics. We're exploring the intriguing concept of control. Many of us find ourselves oscillating between two extremes, boss mode and chaos mode. But what if there was a way to strike a balance between these two worlds? Before we get started, a little update on my Me, Myself and I Mastery program. I'm getting super excited about this program. We're just ready to launch it. So it's the ultimate transformative journey that supports you in bridging the gap between where you are now and where you dream of being over 12 weeks. The early bird offer closes in less than 24 hours. If you are on my wait list or an existing client, you would have already received information on how to access the $1,000 discount. However, if you are just hearing about this for the first time or want to jump on board today before the price increase at midday tomorrow, check out the show notes for a link to sign up to the program today. I am so pumped for this next round of MMI. If you have been following the journey, you will know that for the last 6 months, I've been reflecting and working with the best in the personal development course creation business to optimize and refine Me, Myself and I, to make it the most powerful one-stop shop training for personal transformation. Blood, sweat, tears, and a shit ton of time have gone into making this into an effective program designed to help you to know yourself inside out and up your own ass so that you can put to bed anything that holds you back from living the life you desire. Check out the website for all the details and to sign up. Remember, the price goes up tomorrow at 12 p.m. Australian Western Standard Time. On Tuesday, the 20th of February. So get in today to get your hands on this epic deal. Links are in the show notes. So, back to today's episode. This whole control conundrum. And if you're watching a little bit of a snippet of this video, you're going to see me have a little giggle because just before I started recording this podcast, my awesome marketing and content woman who shall remain nameless sent me a text that said, "Turn your stuff off that keeps pinging in the background." And I immediately shot back a text that said, "I don't fucking know how to turn it off." And then, of course, in the background is a little ping that just went off now. Totally out of my control because I don't know how to do this shit. And this is where we often find ourselves caught in a tug of war between the desire to be in control and life's unpredictable nature. So, in this episode, we're calling this the control conundrum.
It's a dilemma that affects us all at some point. So, what is the control conundrum and why is it important? So, to get started, let's define our terms. Boss mode represents our attempts to assert control, to dominate our surroundings and influence the result. On the other hand, chaos mode is when life throws curveballs, leaving us feeling overwhelmed, uncertain, and out of control. But here's the kicker. The pursuit of absolute control can be a recipe for stress and disappointment. The reality is that life is inherently unpredictable. So how do we navigate this paradox? Well, firstly, we need to acknowledge it. I work with clients every day who come into my office. If you are coming to see me, you are inherently not in a good place. I have said 100 times before, nobody pays me because they are happy. I have a therapy model I use, which indicates that often when people come to see me, they are victims of some sort, and bloody hell, you should see the reactions I get. Everything from the disgusted distaste and the massive side eye that I witness. You know, that old squirm or scrunched up face down to the outright bullshit, I am not a victim. But here's the thing, people. If you are with me, then you are a victim of circumstance. Something happened. It sucks. You're confused. You need a little help. You gotta own that shit, man. That is the importance of recognizing the illusion of absolute control. We don't have it. Well, not much anyway. You have three main points of control in your life forever and a day. Your thoughts, your feelings, your actions. And everything that is in your control for you is completely out of your control for anyone else. Yes, even your beautiful little cherubs. In fact, I think the illusion of control is completely solidified when you become a parent because we just make our kids do what needs to be done. We end up thinking we have control. We don't. And we all find that lesson out when they are, you know, first around 3 and then around 15. The surprise is that everyone seems surprised. Huh, the illusion of control. One way to tackle this conundrum is by empowering our decision-making process. We can make informed decisions and proactive choices while acknowledging that some factors are just simply beyond our control. I want you to keep it super simple. Often when the unexpected happens, we operate from a space of fear. Something has happened and we don't understand. Our decisions can become impulsive or passive. Three simple ways to make more informed, confident, and effective choices. Stop, buy yourself some time, and gather the relevant information and facts. Secondly, evaluate your pros and cons. For each option, assess the advantages and the disadvantages. Create a list of the benefits and drawbacks of each choice to help you weigh your options. The third one is trust your gut. While rational analysis is important, trusting your intuition and gut feeling is my absolute go-to in times of what the fuck moments. Sometimes your subconscious mind has valuable insights. This is the power of the Me, Myself, and I program. We get to dissect the subconscious from the point of view of its insights, not its problems. This brings us to adaptability and resilience. They are like superpowers in the face of unexpected challenges. There are countless stories of individuals who have thrived in chaos. Probably my most inspiring story is from, oh man, I'm going to get this name wrong. Let's call her Malala. Now, Malala is the Pakistani activist for girls' education who was shot in the head by the Taliban for her advocacy. She not only survived, but she continued her fight for education, becoming the youngest ever Nobel Prize winner. Chaos isn't pretty. Individuals like Malala prove that adaptability is a key ingredient to mastering control. So So unexpected life events can propel us into a cycle of what I call living in three worlds. We fling from anxiety, thinking about what could happen, back to anxiety about what coulda, woulda, shoulda happened. The only world we really live in is the present one. This is the one that in my office I ground you into in some way. Tell me what happened. This helps you tell the story in the here and now, essentially helping you feel the feelings right in the moment. And this is where mindfulness plays a crucial role in grounding ourselves in the present moment. It reduces anxiety about the past or the future. It provides us with a serene sense of control. Mindfulness involves consciously directing your attention to the present moment without judgment. The easiest and most effective way is to breathe. 5 deep breaths in and 5 deep breaths out. But honestly, just keep in mind the word mindfully and attach it to anything you do. Mindfully walking, mindfully eating, mindfully writing. Bring anything you are doing into the now. A quick statement is doing the dishes to do the dishes. I know it sounds totally weird, but honestly, how many of us can say that when we are doing the dishes or some other crappy task like vacuuming, that you are focusing on the vacuuming? We are generally thinking about all the other crap we have to do. I want you to try it. It works. When you're vacuuming, say, I'm vacuuming to do the vacuuming. And you are all of a sudden going to be focused on that vacuuming task. And guess what? You might not bloody love it, but you'll just be in the moment and you'll do it. And you just eliminate all the bullshit stress that you're going to put yourself under, wondering about all the other stuff that you have to do, when really the only thing you have to do right then is the bloody vacuuming. Now, the art of therapy and what I do really well is bring you back to reality. I often tell my clients that everyone brings me a little piece of shit when they come in. Some people dip their shit in pink paint to make it look better than what it is. Some people dip their shit in more shit and make it worse than it is. I pick off all the little bits of pink paint or shit and leave you with your wonderful little piece of shit. Yes, it's charming, but that's the upshot. I spend the majority of my day helping you see what you have, not what you want. Realistic expectations are a game changer. They alleviate the need for excessive control and grant us peace when life doesn't go according to plan. Setting these expectations for yourself and your circumstances will depend on which sector of your life is copping or hiding. But basically, again, keep it simple with this. Ground yourself into the present. In that present moment, what is the one thing that is in front of you that can move you forward rather than backwards? Do it and see what lands in front of you next. Now, an example of this for me was when my son was diagnosed with leukemia. It's such an overwhelming thing to hear, let alone fall into a world of treatments and doctors and just things we had to do. It was too much all at once. Just like it is for all of you listening, the life event you may be facing is maybe too much all at once. I knew, though, that I couldn't run from this, and this was happening no matter how much I wished it wasn't. We all do that when something out of the ordinary happens. It's our brain's way of trying to help. It gives us every scenario under the sun, even if they are completely unrealistic, trying to find a pathway out of the pain for you. But I had to face where I was, and I had to do what needed to be done. But honestly, sometimes all I could do to get through each space was break it down into really, really small chunks. And I mean really small. On a good day, I could do, right, if I can just get through this hour, then I can do anything. But shit, sometimes it was seriously, if I can just get through this 1 minute or 2 minutes, then that's what I did. Obviously, depending on my time frame, depended on what I did. Minute by minute, looked like breathe, get up, go to the toilet, look in the mirror and wonder who the fuck was looking back, and then walk back into the room. Hour by hour, started pretty much the same way, except I added in a coffee. I maybe talked to a nurse or a doctor to find out what would be coming up next so that I could prepare and then go back. It worked and it was simple. Keep it simple. In a world that often demands perfection, self-compassion is a lifeline. It reminds us that nobody's perfect and absolute control is an unattainable goal. Self-compassion allows us to be flexible. Flexibility isn't just for gymnasts. It's a vital trait for everyone. Self-compassion allows us to be flexible with ourselves and with others. When life throws you a shit stick, there's no shame in seeking support. Friends, family, or professionals can provide the guidance and comfort we all need at different times. Seeking support is a sign of strength, not weakness. It tells others that you need some help yourself and that you are worth it. My final practical tool, create a control journal. It's a tool where you can jot down what you can control and what you cannot. This simple exercise provides clarity and a sense of empowerment, offering a visual representation of your circle of control. So embracing uncertainty can be a true game changer. And if you can face the unknown with an open heart and find opportunities for growth amidst uncertainty, then you, my friend, will come out the other side with war wounds, but also more understanding, more compassion and respect for your journey and for yourself. So let's remember that mastering control isn't about controlling everything and everyone around us. It's about finding that delicate balance between boss mode and chaos mode and realizing that it's okay to let go of control in the pursuit of true peace and happiness. Now, before I sign off, once again, I'd like to invite you to check out the Me, Myself and I Mastery Program website to see what the program is all about, the impact it has had on earlier participants, and to access an epic $1,000 discount before the price increase tomorrow. Honestly, it really is a high-touch, high-impact program that gets proven results. So do yourself a favor and check it out right now. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of control. I hope you've found valuable insights to apply to your own life. Remember, life's unpredictability is what makes it beautiful. If you have enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review and share it with your friends. Stay tuned for more discussions on Not Your Average Counselor. Until next time, take care and find your balance between boss mode and chaos mode.
Doors are now open to the Me, Myself and I Mastery Program. Jump on the website now to find out more and sign up today. And if you are thinking, man, I'm so busy, I don't have time for this, check your phone usage. My bet is you spend more than 2 hours a day scrolling socials. So I think you can spare a couple of hours a week to invest in yourself and change the trajectory of your whole life for the better. And if you are thinking, oh, I'll just book a session when I need it, well, how's this for a truth bomb? Yes, ad hoc therapy sessions can be beneficial, but they will only get you so far. Real change happens when you consistently work in an intimate environment with someone who can pick up on your patterns and allow you to see what you're not seeing. My Me, Myself and I Mastery Program has been designed to do just that. Visit my website and join me today. I can't wait to work with you and help you build the bridge between where you are now and where you want to be.